now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland, and I am your host for this wonderful program. This is called Talk to a Pastor. Now, this is a wonderful, wonderful, and very special program because there are not a lot of programs like this. You know, have you ever wanted to ask a pastor a question? Or do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Well, look, we all have questions about life, about where we're going and the meaning of life, and about God and about religion, about spirituality. We have, a lot of us have these questions. Where will we go for answers? Well, here's one place. Here's one place. Now, let me tell you about myself. My name is Roland, and I am a pastor, and I dedicate myself to helping people on the radio and on the internet. In other words, I do not have a church, but I help people on the internet and on the radio. Now, today's program, I want to talk about typical questions that I get. Some typical questions that I get from people. Now, before we go any further, I want to mention that I talk to people from all over the world at my website, where I have, I have two levels of service at my website. I have professional pastoral counseling. Professional pastoral counseling, where you either chat with me, you know, live chat, you know, like texting, or via telephone. And there's a small charge for that. And I also have free chat. Now, the free chat is for educational purposes. People can, you know, chat briefly. They have some quick question. I can give a brief answer. It's not for counseling, but it's for education. And so between those two, between the professional counseling and between the free chat, I talk to people from all over the world. People from, for example, from Brazil, Romania, Canada, Australia, England, and many, many cities in the United States. Just to name a few places that I've talked to people from. But there are a couple of places that I have not talked to people from, and would you like to know what places those are? Well, one of them is called Riverside, California. Another one is called San Bernardino. See, another one is called Palm Desert. Another one is called Los Angeles. So I ask you, does it make any sense that here I am with a wonderful program here in the Inland Empire or the Southland? Because this station can be heard basically around the Southland. You know, you can hear it in Los Angeles in almost all parts. Maybe a few parts it's a little faint, but you can get it. So you're not taking advantage of what I have to offer. You're not taking advantage of it. If you have a question that you'd like to ask a pastor, or if you need some kind of, if you could use a little pastoral counseling with some issues, emotional problems, negative emotions, relationship problems, you know, in your marriage, for example, have doubts, anxieties, fears, questions about God, and you know, questions like, "Am I saved?" and "If I'm supposed to be saved, but I don't feel saved," you know, questions like that. I mean, these are real live. These are real questions. These are important questions, and I can answer them. You see, so take advantage of the fact that I'm here. I may not be here forever. In fact, I know I won't be here forever. So take advantage while I'm here. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm a pastor. I've been on the air for 21, going on 22 years. Yes, indeed. I have a master's degree. I have a PhD in pastoral psychology. And not only that, but I'm getting a little older now. I'm not a spring chicken anymore, as the old expression goes. So I have some experience. I've worked in a lot of places. I've met a lot of people. And I've written 10 books. And I have, I have something to say. Now, more important than to see, even if what I just said were true, and if I were a decent person, let's say I'm a decent person, and, I have a lot of experience and some degrees, and I'm a pastor, and so on, and I'm a decent guy, then I would be worth listening to. See, there's a lot of people that are, young people. They're very nice. Very nice, very nice. And have a good heart. But, alas, they are just young people. See? And so they have questions that they would like to ask. And they need a little guidance. Look, if you're a young person, wouldn't you like to have a little guidance? Of course you would. You can't always just look to your peers. Sure, your peers are nice. Maybe they're cool. Maybe they're pretty smart. Maybe they're savvy. But you need somebody older, see? And if you're an older person yourself, well, you know how it was when you were younger. And even now you could use somebody. You need someone who's like a mentor, like a good uncle, like a good grandpa, see? A good father. See, a lot of the things I say to people, see, I talked about having understanding, about forgiveness, about not having a grudge against people, about not getting angry at other people, about making allowances for them. See, I talk to people of things like that. And isn't that, what a good father should be telling you? Good grandfather. So we should be hearing these things from our father, but unfortunately for some of us, our father is not there. He's gone, or he's weak, or he's not there for us. Perhaps he's far away. Perhaps something happened between him and your mom when you were a little kid, or a kid, or a teenager, and they separated. Or perhaps you don't even know who your father is. Well, if that's the case, then in a sense you don't. I said, in a sense, you don't have a father. You don't have a father, or he's not there for you. But the reason I say in a sense is because we all have a heavenly father. But here's the thing. You see, when the relationship between the child and the father is the most important of all. See, now, immediately when I say that, some people say, well, how about mom? Well, of course mom is important. Of course mom is important. Especially when the child is little, mom is very, very important. But you see, dad or father stands in for God in the eyes of a child. And if dad fails the child, by not being there, by being too weak, or by being angry, see, by not setting a good example, in whatever ways that he fails, and the child resents him, see, you resent your dad. And what that does is it puts up a block between you and God. It puts up a block. See, resentment. Look, I'm getting into some good stuff here, so let's talk about this, shall we? This is very important. I was going to talk to you about typical issues, but this is a typical issue. All over the world. It doesn't matter whether you're in England or Australia or Latvia or Germany or Taiwan or Korea or Argentina or Alaska or doesn't matter. See, we're all human beings. We are all human beings. And we have a tendency to resent other people. Now, what resentment is, whatever resentment is, it's like a little bit of hate. A little bit of hate, a little bit of resistance, a little bit of not wanting to see something, not wanting to admit something, a little bit of anger, whatever you want to call it. It separates you from your own inner ground of good. It separates you from patience. It separates you from understanding. It separates you from love. Have you ever noticed how when you become resentful, you become very resentful? It doesn't matter what it is. You could be playing basketball and you miss the big basket and your team loses the game. See, you resent yourself. See, or you miss the putt on the golf course. You miss it. You become resentful. Or somebody says something to you and you resent them. See? Notice how when you're resentful, how you immediately feel destabilized, nervous, anxious, impatient, angry, negative. See? Then somebody comes along, and if you're very resentful, and somebody comes along and says, oh, don't worry about it, it's okay, you know, and so on and so forth, they try to cheer you up. You won't. You can't. There's no joy. It robs you of joy. See? Resentment is a very, 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 very bad thing. But we don't realize it. Nobody teaches us this. When over all these years now, see, I have an interest in this subject. And for the past, 20 years now, I've been studying this subject, written some books on it. Excellent books, as a matter of fact. Very few people talk about resentment. If I'm listening to the Christian radio, for example, or doesn't have to be Christian, could be any radio program, and somebody talks about resentment, and I practically leap out of my chair. It's such a thrill to hear somebody talking about it. But resentment is like the beginning of a chain reaction, the beginning of a cascade of emotions, negative emotions that separate us from God. That's right, from God's love, from God's approval, from God's presence, separates us from our own inner ground of good, separates us from patience, from love, from understanding, from joy, from everything. That's what resentment does. Now you compensate. See, you can become resentful and then become angry. Then you can use the anger to storm around and say, I'll show them, I'll get even, I'll prove to her, blah, blah, blah. See, so you feel, empowered by that. But the truth of the matter is that it's just a compensation. You've actually lost, fallen away from your own inner good. And of course you feel empty. You feel unloved. Why? Because you fell away from love. See? So, number one thing is watch for resentment and let it go, and I can help you. I have some resources. I have resources that can teach you how to watch for it and let it go. Well, let's take a little break and then I'll be right back. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. You're listening to the Pastor Roland Show. Now, before I forget, let me mention how you can find my website. It is, well, the way to get to it is to go to www.mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking about resentment and how bad resentment is. But nobody teaches you that. See, do they teach you that in school? Do they teach you that in college? See, do they teach you that in church? Who teaches you about resentment? Who teaches you what it is and why it's so bad? No, they don't teach you that. See? And so what do? We human beings, well, we become resentful. We think we have a right to resent. Well, after what he did to me, or after what she did to me, or what he said to me. See? So we resent other people. Turn it on ourselves. We resent ourselves. Or we resent God. See? All right. So resentment is not a good thing. You can go to mypastorchat.com and look for resources there. I have a wonderful meditation that's very, very helpful. Wonderful meditation. It helps you to stand back. See, to stand back, get out of your negative emotions, and get out of your thoughts, and out of your imagination. See, get out of the past where you're reliving the past, or out of the future where you're sitting around worrying about the future, and be in the present. Stand back, see, and look at things objectively. It's a very, very wonderful little meditation that I have. You really should listen to it. And download it. It's free, incidentally. You can find out about it at mypastorchat.com. But I was saying that of all the resentments, maybe the worst of all, well, no, I was going to say resenting God is worse, but no, you know what the worst one of all is resenting our parents, especially our father. See, that's what starts the whole thing. Undoubtedly, your parents failed you in some way. Maybe your parents were decent, maybe they weren't. But let's say they were decent, did the best they could. They made a few mistakes. You resented them for it, and your father. Most fathers are not there for their kids. See, some fathers are no good. Other fathers are gone. See, perhaps through no fault of their own. A lot of fathers are basically decent, and they're kind of there, they're in the living room, they watch television, they read the newspaper, they're kind of there, but they're kind of weak. And we resent him for that, see? Father is supposed to be stronger than the world. Father is supposed to be stronger than the world. We should be able to look to Father. Look to Father for answers. But instead, he's kind of weak, and he says, well, Mom, what do you think? And teacher, what do you think? Counselor, what do you think? Expert, what do you think? See, what do your friends say? See, he's kind of weak. Or maybe he says the right things, but he's in an angry way. See, so one way or another, he didn't get it quite right, so we resent him. But can you now see, can you put two and two together, what I said earlier, can you put two and two together and see why resenting our father is bad? See, I said that Father stands in for God in the eyes of a child. And I also said that if we resent, it separates us from our inner ground of good and from God. So can you see now why, if you resent your father, why that's very harmful to you? All right, so your assignment is to not resent your dad. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. To Pastor Roland, which is me, of course, go to www.mypastorchat.com. Yes, go to mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. So now you see, you've been able to see a couple of things as you've listened to me. Number one, it's like I'm talking about you, perhaps. Like I read your book or something. You know, I can read you like a book. See, because I understand human nature. So you can see that I know what I'm talking about. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you can see that I can talk about these things in terms that you can understand. See, one of the problems with, look, there are many wonderful Christians, many wonderful pastors, many wonderful religious counselors, and so on and so forth. Or, you know, many wonderful secular counselors and psychologists and, you know, all those kinds of people, mental health workers. Maybe they're nice people, maybe they're not, but let's just say they're nice people, they have some knowledge. But somehow there is a disconnect. Their words sound right, they seem to be saying the right things. See? But it's the implementation of it. You know, we're told, for example, to be more forgiving, but we don't know how. Well, we sort of know, but we need some help. We know we need to calm down, but we need help. See? But we want to be able to calm down ourselves. We don't want to have to look to self-medicate, to booze, or to psychiatric drugs. See? We don't want somebody to pat us on the back and tell us everything's okay. We'd like to be able to calm down ourselves, to calm ourselves down naturally. See? We'd like to have self-control. Well, that's where I can help. Because first of all, I understand the how of it. I understand what you need, and I understand how you can do it. And I can talk about these things in such a way that you can see the solution. Not only that, but I have the little meditation, which is very helpful. See, and I also understand that the missing ingredient, see, in so much quote-unquote help, the missing ingredient is God. The missing element is God. See, that, you know, I talk about father, your dad, and your mom, and about God, and I tell you how if you resent your parents, it separates you from love and you feel empty and you go out in the world looking for love. And instead, you don't find it. You get used and abused. And then you turn to food and food seems to love you. But then you find even food betrays you. Drugs betray you. Alcohol betrays you. You look for love from the teachers and you study and get a degree and another degree. And then you find out that all these things, ultimately, they don't satisfy. They betray you. You're looking for the real thing. You need love. See, you need a kind of love that's kind of a corrective love. A love that understands you, that cares for you, that has compassion for you, but also can be a little stern and corrective. You know, have you ever had a situation where you were, let's say something happened that made you a little bit angry or something, and then so you started to make a scene. You know, you started to say something bad or throw something around or, You're acting character a little bit foolish, and you didn't think anybody noticed, but then all of a sudden you saw some people were watching you, and you immediately stop and straighten up and, see, act properly. See, well, that's, you see how that works? Well, that's what we need. We need some love. Somebody that sees what we're doing. They see the mistakes we're making. They don't judge us for it. They don't hate us for it. They just look, and we kind of see that they love us and care for us, and we start to clean up our act. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed today's program. I'm Pastor Roland. You can visit my website at www.mypastorchat.com. We have some wonderful resources there for you. And I hope you listen in again next Sunday for this wonderful program. If you want to hear it again, you can go to commonsensecounseling.org. And all of our audios are there where you can listen to them again and again and again. But My Pastor Chad and Common Sense Counseling, they're tied together. So go to one of those sites and you'll find the other one. Please. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.